You know, I had to, I was reading it here a while ago and came across something that really, really spoke to me and really stood out to me. And it's in Matthew chapter 6, when Jesus is talking to the people there, you know, he talks about the narrow way, judging others. And in the middle of this, in verse 33, chapter 6, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And the emphasis that I'd like to, that just really spoke to me and was made aware of is the word first. Seek ye first. It doesn't say just seek the Lord, our God. It says seek him first. And you know, what's our motive for being here this morning to serve God? Is he first? Is he our desire? Is that, you know, that's the important part, that he is first in our life. That's the difference. You know, seeking, I had to think of seeking, and, you know, in the physical way of seeking, you know, we seek things through our, in our life. I see people seeking after things. I see people seeking things that they have lost physically. And sometimes it's interesting to watch them, how they go after it. You know, they're maybe oblivious to the things around them, the things that they're not aware of it. They're only seeking what is important, what is ultimately important to them. To me, I do the same thing. It's my priority. It's that number one priority is where all my attention is focused on. And, you know, to seek God, it says that we should seek him first, above all else. And you know, are we distracted by the things around us? Do they take away? And, you know, if that's the case, then we're going to be swept downstream by the pressures in life. And there's a lot of pressures in this life that can take us downstream. There's no doubt about that. They're all around us. But there's some other verses here I'd like to read in Colossians chapter 3. It says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, when Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." You know, it's a choice. It's our choice to seek God, to seek him first. And, you know, it's a gift. It's a gift to seek God, you know, in John chapter 6, verse 44, you know, no one can come to him. No one can come to God. None of us can unless God the Father draws us to him. So he first draws us to him, and then we seek him. And that's, you know, there's no other way. And it's not a duty. It's a delight to serve him. And, you know, I think one of the, maybe the greatest obstacle in our life that keeps us from first seeking God is maybe pride. Pride of, you know, and pride is it's of ourself. We're serving ourselves, and by serving ourselves, you know, that it doesn't work. It can't be done. In Psalms chapter 10, verse 3, it says, "For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." So it's, you know, that's what keeps man, I believe, from seeking God is himself. It's the pride, it's his own desires. And it's humility. That's what we need to seek God. And that will bring stability to the person, and it will bring joy. You know, I like to read in Psalms also, chapter 63. This is David here, and it just was made very aware to me that we can see his, like we can see his emotions for his seeking God. You know, it's an example. We see his priority, and I'll just read that starting at verse 1 here. It says, "O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice." You know, the person that serves God, and not only serves him, but serves him first, makes him his first priority. You know, that's what this is all about. It's priority, priority, priority. You know, that person is not a religious, mystic type of a person. He is, that person has discernment. God gives him wisdom. And he's, you know, he's in tune with God. And it's God's commandment to the Christian to serve him first. I'd like to read here some things here about God and how we should seek him. And it says, you know, what is it to really seek him? And it says to seek God first by integrating him into every area of our life. God isn't just a spoke in the wheel. He's the hub. He is the wheel. God isn't just a slice of life who rounds out your other pursuits. Does God permeate every area of life? Is he at every decision that's made? Is he the Lord of every relationship you have? How money is managed by consulting what his word says about it? There is no area in life, business, family, job, or whatever, where God is not a part. There is not a division. All of life is related to God if we seek him first. And that's definitely.